This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving into a rather traditional point of view here, it is the Talk Radio Review that you're about to listen to, an hour of conversation about the charts that have been culled by Talkers Magazine. The folks, the staff at Talkers, listens to lots of talk radio programs, the big hosts around the country, big stations reviewing the stories. And so each week, 52 weeks a year, they come up with a story list, top 10 items, and we count those down here with a review, thanks to the work of Jennifer Horn, who does the DJV program with me, and Victoria Keelan, also does mornings on KRLA. And I noticed your co-host, Brian Whitmer, who does the KRLA thing, Whitman, him too, was an inspiration for the new late-night host on WABC.
Yeah, my friend. That's my friend, Frank Morano. He would listen to overnights to Brian in New York. Now he's doing overnights. Frank is a producer was a producer for Joe Piscopo and Curtis Sliwa for years at the Salem affiliate in New York City. Just recently made that move to WABC. Good guy.
There you go. All right, so that's a little bit of trivia about talk radio. Now into the story list. Jennifer Horn is here, as I said. Victoria Keelan is here, as I said. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Let me go to you for this one, Victoria, to start with the Facebook political ad policy being set, or just generally a discussion of social media, how biased, and the question about whether you get your news there. There are all kinds of questions about social media that continue to pop up, so apparently this is getting a little bit more focus, yes?
Well, this has sort of been a big week. Facebook has a... I consider it to be completely useless policy. They said that the week leading up to the election, they're not going to allow any political ads. Like, what does that do? Nothing. Twitter had kind of a big week because as the president came down with COVID, as we all know, he was at Walter Reed. So Twitter had to remind everybody, hey, you can't wish bodily harm on anyone. You cannot wish death on anyone. Regardless of who it is, you can't say you hope Biden gets COVID. You can't say you hope the president doesn't recover. Whatever it is, they have been cracking down on that. And that has been their policy. That's not new. That's actually been Twitter's policy since the beginning. But this week, a lot of accounts were taken down. A lot of people put in Twitter jail. And, you know, just in general, people saying really horrible, nasty things on, you know, against both candidates. And, you know, I'm happy that Twitter stood up.
So, I'm not. I think that they need to do free speech. I had a tweet censored. I think I don't know
but
if
you
I told
can't.
You, guys
you
about
can't
it.
Wish death on someone. That
I didn't. I actually was just responding.
You,
no, I know. I actually had this instance this week where I was trying to post a tweet because Michelle Obama released a video this week where she talked about 20 minutes basically about President Trump being a racist. And my tweet was simply this: Michelle Obama, just a reminder as to what Joe Biden said about your husband. I took the direct quote as to what Joe Biden said about Obama being an articulate, clean African-American, whatever he said for the first time. And I put the direct quote up there, and I said, hashtag fact check. And Twitter kept pulling it down. I tried to post it 8 times. I showed it to my mom. My mom's like, well, you're calling Michelle Obama a racist. I said, I am not. I am saying, just a reminder, here's what Joe Biden said. And it would not let me put it up
until...
that
so blown out of proportion that it was not what he meant. And Obama at the time said, I have no problem with Joe Biden.
Okay.
That was so
it's what
blown
he said,
out of proportion.
And should Twitter be pulling it down?
Yeah, but that's, I think, yeah, this secondary issue is what you said, Victoria. The primary issue is there free speech there or not? And apparently because it's privately owned, they can do what they want to, and there is
it's not gray area. It's not just that. It's when you sign on, you are checking the box and you are agreeing to their rules. This is not a public platform. This isn't public access TV. You are signing up and saying, I'm agreeing to Facebook's rules, I agree to Twitter's rules, and that's a violation of the rules.
Alright, so some of the groups that are a focus in here, the so-called right-wingers, I'm not sure that that's a fair way of describing them. But anyway, this group that was thinking about capturing or...
Yeah, they're anarchists.
Governor
they're not right-wingers.
Whitmer.
So let's make sure we get that right. Yeah. They're self-described anarchists.
So
yeah, there's some militia group or whatever they call themselves.
Right, but did they get... were they fed, if you will, they get sustenance by some of the stuff that's on Facebook? Yes, no? or any social media.
I don't think anybody knows. I think
if Facebook can turn you into an anarchist, you're pretty stupid. You know, I mean, really?
Well, that's why I don't understand why they're blocking political. But I don't understand why they're blocking political ads, because how dumb are you? I mean,
That's why I say that makes no sense to me. A week before the election? Right, exactly.
All right. Next up, number 9 on the countdown, as we work our way toward number 1, our relationship with China and Russia. Thought it was pretty interesting that the lab tests on Alexei Navalny, am I pronouncing it correctly now, the Russian opposition leader?
They confirmed it was poison.
Yeah, a nerve agent, in fact.
Yeah.
So do these sorts of things, do they impact or affect our relationship with the Russians or with Putin? We all know we seem to take the Russians more lightly than we do the Chinese. For all we know, the Russians and the Chinese could have been in on the coronavirus together. Ooh, you don't know that they weren't. You don't know
they
weren't trying to disrupt the balance of power in the world. The Chinese certainly made no bones about that. And the fact that we still haven't, there's no policy, speaking of foreign policy, to get American companies the hell out of China and the back, whether it's back to America or someplace else, I don't see, other than Trump, I'll give him that. He's the only one that I've seen that really is working toward bringing at least a certain sector, the drug business, back to America. But there ought to be a focus on all of that. Car part, you name it.
Yeah,
the toys, whatever.
We need to start with our pharmaceutical industry, and we need to get that back immediately. It's ridiculous that we rely on China for that industry.
Well, we've made progress on that, which is good. California is going to make their own generics, so that came a couple weeks ago. And then in New Jersey,
why should California do it by themselves? Why aren't there others?
Yeah, it's got to be a move.
It's cuckoo California. They want to do everything on their own, like they were a separate country.
I get it. I'm just saying where there has been progress made.
No,
in New Jersey, my representative, Pallone, he sponsored the bill that has been, I think it's heading to the Senate now, that essentially it frees up university labs in America to work with pharmaceutical companies to develop those key ingredients that we need for generic drugs, number one being insulin. We have got to make our own insulin. And so I am very happy with my representative. I'll be voting for him again coming up in the next election. I think he's done a lot of very practical things where we're actually moving the needle. So in the pharmaceutical realm, you know, Rutgers University is here in New Jersey where I am, and that's a lab that has been very well respected but never really allowed to go beyond that university status. And so to be able to work with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies, that could be a real game changer for the whole country.
Yeah, it's so important. I don't know how anybody can vote for Biden if China is an important issue for them. I mean, Biden has been endorsed by several media outlets in China. During the vice presidential debate, they blocked things that Mike Pence said about China and allowed everything that Kamala Harris said to air. I think that China,
really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
That was a big story this week. And Joe Biden's son, at least, and Biden's brother has been on the payroll of the Chinese Communist government. So when we're asking about who's going to be tougher on China, I think it's really hard for people who are taking that one seriously to justify how they can vote for Biden, because
how can any American?
But that's all in the past. That's not a current thing. I don't think it would be difficult for Biden and Kamala Harris to be tough on China at all.
I don't think they want to be because they're Joe Biden owes China. No, I mean, that's a problem. When you're on the payroll of them, you can't just turn off.
I think it's hard to make that stick. But the other side of it is that, as talking about the present, they better be on to holding China accountable. Otherwise, their connection to control is going to be very short-lived. 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen will continue with a focus on the climate and the hurricane that's moving, as we do this program, into the Louisiana coastline. We'll get to that in a moment.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. This is an adjunct to our DJV program, weekly weekday morning. So we have this opportunity to go through the list before Michael Harrison joins the party. At number eight, the wildfires, the hurricanes, all of that stuff. As we do this program, Hurricane Delta is in blasting into Cancun and the Yucatan Peninsula, and then headed up toward the Gulf of Mexico. It's in the same place that they've all been this year. I guess that's, you know, more or less, that's the... And one wonders what is going on in
that
the atmosphere there.
Yeah.
That's attracting this sort of thing. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what about the wildfires in California? What's the status there?
Still burning over 4 million acres in the state of California. There's a mega complex burning, a fire burning up in Northern California that's burned over 1 million acres all on its own. I have fires where I am in Southern California, and we haven't even gotten into Santa Ana season yet. For those that are outside of California, in October, usually late in the month of October, we get these very dry, windy conditions that pop up, and that always spells trouble. We haven't even gotten through that yet, so it's going to be a rough fall.
All right. So that's that leads us into number seven, the situation with schools, having them open. A number, I think there are three or four items on the countdown this week that have to do with the COVID, and this is certainly one of them. I don't hear or feel or get a sense of a resolve here, different parts of the country, different ways, but meanwhile the kids are still not learning, and there are a lot of people who just say, you know, let's send them to school and let the chips fall where they may.
Good news for parents. I'm pretty sure after Election Day, schools will start to reopen, so that'll be exciting for all of
them. Well, in New York, they've had to, you know, they had to send kids home again for 2 weeks because of the hot spots, and New Jersey might be not far behind it.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our fold here. The charts for the week of October the 5th to the 9th on the Talk Radio Review. The stories, we're going through those each week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. You can see a list of the stories that are gleaned by the folks at Talkers and the People List as well. At number 7, we were talking about the education situation, and I sort of tie that with number 6. I think that the whole business of dealing with reality in school, like the whole business of Black Lives Matter, are those things being taught? Do kids need to be educated as to what's going on with the police? Is that part of what? And if we do that, how do you do it without a bias? That's my question, because there's so much bias presented in schools these days. It's not what to think, it's how to think. And we ought to not be teaching people how to think, but what to
How to think is critical thinking. That's what we need to teach.
That's right.
Not what to think, yeah.
Yeah. I had it backwards, turned it
right
around.
Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in
academia. It is. No, that's the point. That's my point in all of this.
Well, I think kids absolutely need to know about race relations and police reform, because teenagers at some point, or maybe they're going to encounter the police. And so I think that that's an important discussion of, what's going on.
Talk about the basics.
The problem is that if we just talk about, real, true facts, that'd be great. Problem is that we have stupid things like the 1619 Project. We have all of these things that are not true that are being taught as truth. And then you have a whole generation of people who don't actually really know any history.
Right. Exactly.
That's what really is so frightening, is that there is no truth left in the news media. Everybody has their own version of the truth. And now, as far as history goes, we're all getting our own version of history. I mean, it's just, there's got to be facts, an agreed upon set of facts. There used to be, I think, we used to agree on at least fundamental facts, and now people can't even do that, and that's frightening.
Yep, it is. It's really, we're in a stiff place here, that's for sure. All right. The economy is number 5 on the countdown, and here we go with the debt. You've seen this probably now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy. We owe $27 trillion. The debt's up by 4-plus trillion since the start of COVID. And where do we go if we have another one of these whether it's the Republicans or Democrats, there's going to be another
round. And what's
round.
The alternative? I mean, that's the other thing. Is as much as I don't like to spend
airlines.
Money, what's
they're
the alternative? People need
bankrupt.
Help.
Right. You have
all
to,
the airlines
yeah, exactly.
are ready to go out of business. And that was, there was supposed to be a special, it seemed to me this week, I don't know where it went. There were two things. Trump said we were going to do the $1,200 thing, and then Congress said we got to bail out the airlines. And I don't know where that, at the end of the week, I'm not sure where either of those two things were. But if you don't give the airlines 50, 60 billion bucks, come this time next year, there'll be one or two airlines in the United States. Hey, imagine what kind of a fiasco that would be. Good God. So anyway, the debt, even some of the deficit hawks are urging the White House to approve another round of stimulus, even though it adds trillions of dollars
right.
to this big
That's
hole.
That's how you know
had.
It's really bad. If the hawks are saying, all right, look, we really need to help people.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, and Jerome Powell said, look, we can, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, this is not actually the time to really take a look, a hard look at what these numbers mean. We need to just get out there and help people and stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
And so Wall Street
imagine,
listens to Jerome Powell.
Think about all the rest of the economies in the world. They're in the same shape. Everybody's in a hole, so we have basically no money. There's no such thing as real money because
right.
everybody is broke. Every
well, and
country.
Now that we've crossed this threshold of owing more than our worth, now we're
yeah.
like Italy. Remember the Greece crisis? We're
right.
like Greece now.
Yeah.
And that's where we're now.
Like
who do we think is really happy about this, guys?
China.
There you go.
Yep, it's all about the Chinese. They're just screwing the world so that they can be in charge. Those guys and that whole situation there, oh, my God, how we let it to get to this point is just an outrage. 28 after the hour on the talk radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana residents will start cleaning up again this morning after Hurricane Delta hit the state Friday evening. Delta came ashore as a Category 2 storm, quickly weakening as it moved inland, but dropped several inches of rain on areas still recovering from Hurricane Laura that hit many of the same areas 6 weeks ago. More than 400,000 homes in Louisiana and Texas were still without power late Friday. President Trump is returning to the campaign trail. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st.
This is is USA Radio News. Next week's presidential debate has been canceled. After the idea for a virtual debate was rejected by President Trump, the Commission on Presidential Debates canceled the event scheduled for next Thursday. The final debate is still being planned for October 22nd. There were many more important issues discussed earlier this week in the vice presidential debate, but most of the talk from American voters centered on that fly that landed on Mike Pence's head. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about, and so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Move back into our focus another half hour here with our ability to discuss the issues of the week. That's what happens on the DJV program as we review the top 10 stories. Just Jennifer Horns here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the situation with meds and healthcare and what's happening because of COVID. I guess the situation in hospitals, has it gone back to what it was in April? Is that
not
confusing
fully.
Me?
It depends on where you are, but not fully. There are some states that are reporting that they're, you know, halfway to capacity, and some states have almost no hospitalization. So in New York and New Jersey, where I am, the ventilator use is going back up again, which is really bad news because for a while we had people kind of going in, being treated, but not needing ventilators. Now ventilator use is on the rise. It just really depends on if you're in a hot spot for this, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the second wave or however you want to classify it. There are these hot spots that are building up again. And so hopefully we are prepared if there is a real full second wave and that we don't run into that PPE crisis that we did before.
Pretty interesting how this has affected the sports world. I know here in my neck of the woods in New England, the Patriots game was postponed again because of the concern over the virus. I can't imagine, actually, this season's going to end. It's going to end as planned.
Right,
what do you think?
Right. Well, your quarterback, Cam Newton, he tested positive. I don't think he had any symptoms, though.
Right.
And then, they did play a game without him, using your backup, and I forget his name.
And
so now you're saying that there was another game that was canceled after that?
Yeah, there was.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, I know, had a cancellation. Tennessee's had a cancellation. So I think.
So where does this all go?
Well, I think that they're doing the best that they can. I think that the difficulty is I don't know how much of a bubble form that they're using right now. Major League Baseball is using a bubble for the playoffs. Basketball
what
is
that
very
mean?
Successful.
Bubble.
It means that everybody kind of comes in and plays in one place, so there's not a lot of traveling back and forth.
Quarantined there, yeah.
And their families are quarantined. Like, if you watch any of the baseball playoffs, go Dodgers, you'll see that the families are actually on the field because now the families are quarantining with the players, and they're playing it at certain stadiums. They're playing in Texas. They're playing in California. So there's different stadiums that are being used as like centers instead of having people travel back and forth. And that's, I think, far more effective than traveling around and maybe not being as tight with those restrictions.
I don't think the NBA has had a single case, have they?
The NBA, in fact, the NBA has been
amazing.
A model. Yeah, the NBA's been a model for actually COVID research. They've also done some use of experimental drugs. I mean, they've done all kinds of stuff actually as part of the NBA.
The fact that they're so close and they don't have any equipment on, they're just there. And they've got skimpy uniforms and sweat everywhere.
Right, but like Jen was saying, the fact that they have been from the beginning, they did their initial 14-day quarantine, and they only slowly let in immediate family members, wives and children, things like that. So I think the NBA, anybody who says, oh, well, social distancing and masks and all that doesn't work, well, it does, because look at the NBA, not a single case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, that's enough science to tell you that's what all of us should be doing.
That, unfortunately, isn't how... How it goes, though, Victoria. People having that argument, it's like talking to the deaf, dumb, and blind. And, you know, they made up their minds, and that's the way it is. I had a long conversation with my son last night about the Micron. I've actually found one of those, new masks that has only, what is it, one micron? Because the size of the cell, the COVID cell, is like less than 3 microns. So unless you have a 1 micron filter, it isn't going to keep the stuff out or keep you from putting it out. But there's something psychological that goes along with having the mask on. I don't know whether it's security, whatever it is. But I think it's an important part of all of this. Number 3, focus on the Supreme Court vacancy. Although I haven't heard that much. I mean, you know they're pushing it. But because of the president's COVID thing and a couple of other ideas...
You'll hear a lot next week because the White House has been prepping Amy Coney Barrett. The hearings start on Monday, so next week is going to be... It'll be in full gear. And from what I've heard, Democrats last time around got really poorly polled, at least poor polling numbers, by going after Brett Kavanaugh, calling him a gang rapist and all these horrible things. They're going to do less personal stuff with Amy Coney Barrett and focus more on trying to get her to commit to how she would deal with certain cases, which jurists don't typically do. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked the same questions about how she would rule on certain things, and typically you can't answer that because haven't seen the case yet.
Right.
So I think that they're going to be trying to press her on that. I just don't know how effective they'll be in getting any answers.
Hmm. All right. Well, it goes on anyway. The number 2 item this week, the vice presidential debate. We probably would spend a little bit of time on this, as it did have some impact. The fly, I thought, was the most interesting part of the whole thing, frankly, from my perspective anyway. I went back in and out of it 3 or 4 times, and I have not much use for either one of them, frankly. So maybe that prejudice got in the way of me.
Who's your favorite government official? Because you don't like anybody. I mean,
right.
Really, truly. There's not somebody ever like,
you really
you're like
do
that's
like?
My guy. That's my girl. That's
the
somebody.
The chairman of the city council in Framingham.
Okay.
That's who my favorite
so someone
is.
And Marianne Williamson.
Right.
Marianne Williamson would be.
Oh, I love that you just brought that back up. We're going to defeat him with love.
Yes. Right. Well, couldn't we use a little of that?
I know. See, there he goes. Hello. That's what we want.
See?
That's
I
what we want.
I think we could use a little more of that and a little less of the confrontation and the garbage that goes on. And that smirk on Kamala Harris's face as Pence was admittedly kind of pandering to her. I thought he was, I don't know, it's just such a damn waste of time. But you two, go ahead. Give us your insight into what you saw, what you thought.
I think it was a waste of time.
Not, yeah.
I mean,
is it weird? I liked this one, too. I like
it.
I'm
the only one who, like, seems to love this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I love this stuff. I don't know. It's just...
Well, it would be all right if there was something there. There was nothing
there. Here's what we
there.
Need to do. You know what we need to do? We need to all get on a Zoom call and watch, like, have a debate party, because I know I can make you guys find the entertainment. I know it.
All right, so we'll have a Zoom party the next time there's a... when is there? Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
That's probably not going to be another debate, or maybe there isn't going to be a debate between the two principals here. What is the latest on that? in terms of whether there is or there isn't, there will or there won't.
As of right now, as of October 15th debate, we don't have one. I mean, there'll be a third debate after that, which will then go on to be the second. But I think
why
Trump's
even have them? Why? What comes out of him? What is it?
Because they're important.
Trump's gonna what? Because Trump can come out and badger Biden, and Biden can try to remember what his last words were, and
away we go. That's unfair.
I know. Okay,
that's unfair.
Sorry.
Is it?
It is. I know.
That's why they don't want him in virtual space, because they know he'll be on teleprompters. The only way he can handle himself is on teleprompters.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true at all. He handled himself without a teleprompter, and Trump screaming at him the whole time. It was ridiculous.
He actually held his cool.
It was an embarrassment.
He lost his cool. Called people clowns as a sitting president of the United States.
He is a clown.
Very rude and dismissive.
He apologized for that, but At that point, it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Clown isn't, that's not really fair either, now that I think about it. Trump, and nobody wants to deal with this. Trump needs emotional help. He needs a therapist. He needs somebody to deal with him.
If you had been badgered with false claims and had a previous administration working against you to get you out of office,
life.
I've heard when you've had advertisers go against you and you are like hurt for months. Imagine the whole country, like the government,
but
and the power going
in that position.
No, he didn't.
He ran for president.
He ran for president, and he had
the largest political scam. You think this is going to be easier on
do
Biden?
Do not normalize the fact that the FBI and the DOJ spied on him. They took over the whole campaign based on false information that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Give me a break. They always ask about Trump's peaceful transition power.
So
he was not afforded that.
Everything about this country has been corrupted.
63 million votes.
By,
for 3 years.
There was a question on Family Feud last night. Rate on number one from 1 to 10. How important is money in your life? And they were, one answer was 6, and one was 7. 1 out of 10. And Harvey said, "You're both lying. It's 10, and you know it." And that's, I think that's it. That's what people will judge. If people don't have jobs and there's trouble in paradise as far as money is concerned, which is going to be in November, that's the way the election goes. I think that's how you shake it out. Speaking of the election, we've got a focus on debates and that sort of thing, but we also have the president's battle with COVID and what the bottom line is there. We'll get to that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. With the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether all of these things should be censored. Number 9, our foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. The situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number 8, education. It's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number 6, race relations and police reform. Number 5, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the transfer of power. And number 2 is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number 1, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer treatment takes a toll on the body, but regular exercise can help mitigate some of the side effects that can come with cancer treatment and diagnosis.
Helps us feel less anxious, helps us feel less depressed. One of the key side effects of some cancer treatments is on the heart, and exercise has tremendous benefits for the heart.
Dr. Edward Laskowski says recently updated exercise guidelines for cancer patients and survivors suggest 30 minutes of exercise 3 times per week with resistance training for a total of 90 minutes of
aerobic activity.
Really, the principle is any movement is good movement, and cumulative movement throughout the day is very beneficial.
Exercise not only improves survival rates in patients undergoing treatment, it can also help prevent 7 different kinds of cancers, including colon and breast.
Exercise is medicine. The more movement we have throughout our day, the better our health.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10. A focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media, and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether all of these things should be censored. Number 9 are foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. The situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number 8, education, it's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number 6, race relations and police reform. Number 5, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the transfer of power. And number 2 is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number 1, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. Moving into the number 1 spot this week, the focus on the president's battle with the COVID, what's this? I noticed that the CDC says that white men are not washing their hands. I wonder if the president washed. Anybody follow the president in the bathroom to see if he's washing his hands?
He's a germaphobe, so absolutely he's washing his hands all the time. Mm-hmm. He's been known for that for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like what's his name? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but he's had to get over that because, you know, but he normally was not. Yeah, he was normally not. Like, I got in an elevator with him once, and he wouldn't hit the button. He had someone else hit the button.
Who?
And that was years ago. Trump.
Oh,
so,
really?
he's a known germaphobe.
Check out his hair?
Yeah, it's like cotton candy. Was there a fly in it? No. No.
No flies there. No
fly.
Yep. All right, so the business with Nancy Pelosi saying that he was unstable, the drugs he took were too strong, yada, yada. And then there was the Carter Rizzio, why did he get that drug and I don't? Hello, he's the president. That's why
right.
he got the drug and you don't.
Yeah, that's an unfair thing if anyone says, well, how come he didn't get it? That's stupid. But yeah. there are a lot of doctors who are wondering, because he was, some doctors have said he was over-medicated, that he was over-treated, and then others are saying, okay, so does that mean that they were being extra cautious, or was his case more severe than he let on? We don't know the answer
to that. He said the Regeneron was great, and he's going to try to make it available to all seniors, because he said he immediately felt better after he got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the World Food Program, awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. It's contributed to a strong upsurge in the number of victims of hunger in the world. That is helping out, so I guess that makes it appropriate, right? That's good news. Some good news. Good to end on a high note here at 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories this week that probably will affect you more than anything else in technology. At least that's the spirit behind how Victoria decides what the top five are. So let's get started. Anxious to hear about Etsy. Anxious Etsy.
Yeah, so Etsy, the online marketplace for, you know, handcrafted goods, they were in the news this week. They said that they had to pull all of the radical conspiracy stuff from QAnon, that group. The Etsy spokesperson said that the seller policies prohibit items that, quote, promote hate, incite violence, or promote or endorse harmful misinformation. So in accordance with their policy on Etsy, they removed everything that they can so far related to QAnon. There were still things that were popping up that people were complaining about and bringing it to their attention. Etsy has become a much bigger marketplace, so it's not always the easiest thing to just immediately pull everything down. But there are a lot of QAnon merchandise out there that explicitly promotes Donald Trump and the conspiracy that basically the Democrats are pedophiles. So It's yeah, exactly. So and
in other
then,
words, you got to be a Democrat to be a pedophile. Is that the
pretty much?
Line?
Yeah, yep. Right. And so they also remove stuff from the far right group, the Proud Boys, that has very strong ties to white supremacy and misogyny. So Etsy is trying their best to combat those things. They're not alone. Amazon, Teespring, and eBay have also done the same thing with pulling down these groups. Facebook completely banned QAnon as well on their pages. Their groups and Instagram accounts were all stripped from the platform. More and more of this stuff pops back up again, but I think it is a good thing that these companies are taking a stand against hate.
I wonder what info is there about Governor Whitmer. All right, number four on our list, Vizio is back in. They always were thought of as kind of the bottom of the barrel, right?
Well, they were. Vizio has always been. It was the official brand of Costco, the TV brand of Costco. That's how they got started. That's how they became, at one point, the number one brand of television in America. More households had Vizios than any other brand. As prices started to come down from LG and Samsung and, you know, other prestige brands, as the technology became more affordable, it kind of leveled the playing field. So Vizio wasn't really able to offer those major discounts anymore. So what they've done, they've now introduced 4K OLED TVs, which is a step above LED. They have two sizes, 55 and 65 inches. Now you can see the prices are way back up again. 55 inch OLED is $1,300. The 65 inch is $2,000. Best Buy is offering $100 off either model right now. And so, but by comparison, they are still a little bit cheaper because LG's comparable OLED runs for $1,800, and Best Buy actually has it now for $1,600. Sony has yet to set their new prices, but their prices are higher. So you can still get a deal, but Vizio is just not the same. It's really not the same quality as the other brands.
Number three on our countdown up to number one is a focus on Netflix.
Yep, Netflix is trying to make it easier to find new stuff on the on their streaming service. So they have a new tab called New and Popular, and it's a section that will only show up on TV devices. They haven't rolled it out for apps and for other tablets yet. But they have New on Netflix, then they have Coming Soon, and they have the Top 10 row. And this does make it easier to find stuff and then earmark it for your library. They have a new section that I'm excited about. It's called Worth the Wait. That will give you a preview of shows that have not come to the platform yet, but you'll the sometime between 15 and 365 days, that's what will end up in the Worth the Wait section, so you can actually save those selections, and when they are live, you'll get a notification. So I think that's a smart thing.
Number two on our countdown list, we are facing changes at Facebook.
Yep, Facebook has taken a big step to integrating its various messaging platforms. So now, if you use Facebook Messenger, you can also then direct message people on Instagram, even if you don't have an Instagram account. This works the other way around as well. If you only have Instagram and you don't have Facebook, you can still use this new message integration system to communicate with people who are on Facebook. So I think it's a good step to combine those two. However, there might be a backlash because, like, I'm an Instagram user, but I don't like Facebook, so they'll have to be careful that they don't force the two into one thing.
Apple has a new iPhone. That's number one.
Yep, we finally got the news we've been waiting for since July. October 13th will be the event where the new iPhone 12 will be unveiled. They also have some new tablets that are coming out and something called AirTags, which will be a rival to Tile with those little tracking GPS tags for your luggage.
How about them apples? Top five items from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.